This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the phone. During the conversation, the two leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, reiterated India's strong condemnation of attacks on the UAE that have caused loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. Both leaders also stressed the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation to the Strait of Hormuz. The Indian embassy in Doha said that Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India yesterday, carrying over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy said that the airline has also announced plans to expand connectivity from today, with flights scheduled to 9 Indian destinations. According to an advisory issued by the embassy, Qatar's airspace remains largely closed, with only restricted flight operations currently permitted. The embassy also advised the passengers to book tickets through official channels, including the airline's website, mobile application, or authorized travel agents. The conflict in West Asia has intensified, with Iran's National Security Council confirming the death of its security chief, Ali Larijani, in an overnight Israeli strike. The loss of Ali Larijani, one of Iran's most experienced and influential policymakers in the ongoing war, is a major setback for Tehran. He was killed along with his son, Murtaza Larijani, the head of his office, Ali Reza Bayad, and several bodyguards. Earlier, Iran's state-affiliated Mizan News Agency has confirmed the death of General Ghulam Reza Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guards Besiege Force. In a related development, U.S. President Donald Trump said most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. Meanwhile, Iraq's capital Baghdad has been rocked by a series of explosions close to the United States embassy yesterday in the city's heavily fortified green zone as the rapidly escalating U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continued to spill over the border. Security sources said that at least 3 explosive drones also targeted a U.S. diplomatic facility near Baghdad International Airport, activating CRAM air defense systems. Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting today on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. The House is also scheduled to take up discussion and voting on demands for grants under the control of Home Ministry, External Affairs Ministry and Power Ministry. Replying to a discussion on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector.
Railway ki financial health.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities, and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Meanwhile, Parliament passed the Appropriation Bill 2026, with Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion yesterday. Lok Sabha had already given approval to it. The Trinamool Congress has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of 294 seats. 3 Darjeeling Hill constituencies have been left to ally Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will contest again from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has fielded leader of the opposition Suvendu Adhikari. The party has dropped 74 sitting MLAs, retained 135 and shifted 15 to new constituencies. Meanwhile, for the Kerala Assembly elections, the Indian National Congress has released a list of 55 candidates, while the Aam Aadmi Party has announced 21 candidates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.